We're going to move next to music from Big Bill Brunzi. He hit Chicago in the 1920s and for a couple of decades was a very, very important Chicago blues star. Here's Big Bill, right? Big Bill Brunzi with a Good Liquor Gonna Carry Me On Down.
That Bill, stop drinking and I will satisfy your soul, but I just keep on drinking. Yes, I keep on drinking. Yeah, I just keep on drinking till good liquor carry me down. Not my woman told me about 15 years ago, Bill, you gonna drink one these mornings and you'll never drink no more, but I will just keep on drinking. Yes, I keep on drinking. Yeah, I just keep on drinking till good liquor carry me down. Now I wake up in the morning holding a bottle tight. When I lay down at night, mama, it's a gallon out of sight, because I just keep on a drinking. Yes, I keep on drinking. Lord, I just keep on a drinking till good liquor carry me down. With my head in my hand, the doctor said, Big Bill, I think I'll have to give you monkey glands, because you just keep on drinking. Yes, I keep on drinking. I'm gonna keep on drinking till good liquor carry me down. God, my woman told me to stop drinking and come on home. Say if you don't, Big Bill, some other man gonna carry your business on, but I'm just gonna keep on a drinking. Yes, I'm gonna keep on drinking. I'm just gonna keep on a drinking till good liquor carry me down.
Baby. Bought my ticket, I got my load. Conduct done hollering all aboard. Take my seat right way back and watch this train move down the track. Times I once have had, so got happy, my heart got glad. I think about the way you love me too. You can bet your life I'm coming home to you. Gonna bring it on home now. gonna bring it on home now. Gonna bring it on home, bring it on home to you.
Bring It On Home to You. Music from Sonny Boy Williamson II. He recorded this in January of 1963. He and Lafayette Leak on piano, Matt Guitar, Murphy on guitar. Then Matt Murphy and Sonny Boy Williamson crossed the pond to perform for the American Folk Blues Festival in Europe at the time. And Sonny Boy toured quite a bit. Copenhagen, England, made a big impression on Eric Clapton and John Mayall and some of the others. And came back to the States. Acting like a British gentleman or dressing like one. And some of the stories about him are really funny, but great, great work by Sonny Boy Williamson II. Before hearing Sonny Boy, we heard Big Bill Brunzy. We heard Big Bill doing a number called Good Liquor Gonna Carry Me On Down. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRBS. We're asking you once again, if you haven't pledged, if you're not yet a member, if you listen to the Blues Box, we'd like to hear from you. We'd like to have you pledge your financial support for Public Radio here in Acadiana. We can't bring you these programs without your continued support. And again, the number to call, 482-5787-482-KRVS, or pledge securely online at krvs.org. From 2001, here is the late R.L. Burnside. Burnside, from a disc called Burnside on Burnside, Burnside Street, and where was it? Portland, I believe it was. A number called Skinny Woman. We don't hear too many songs, blues songs, about skinny women. I'm trying to remember the lady, Geesey Wiley did one many years ago. Judith is in the studio with me, and we're trying to ask those of you who are hangers-on won't pledge. We're hoping
I know, there's a lot of us who just kind of wait and and again, I'm going to repeat this analogy. We've said it a couple times over the fundraiser. It's like, you know, being at a restaurant and there's always a person who never wants to order. They want to wait till everybody else orders so they'll like see what other people are getting and then they'll finally make up their mind. So I feel like there's always people out there just waiting. You know, we have a natural inclination towards procrastination, but it's time. It's time to make your contribution, and we hope that you will think about just how much you love this show and all the others that you tune into every week on KRVS and support them and know that your dollars count so much. Every one of them make a difference here on KRVS. And Raul and I were talking about how not only do your dollars help us immediately, but also there is a direct correlation with what kinds of grants we can get, particularly from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which is the umbrella group created back in 1968 to help support public broadcasting, public television, and public radio. And the way they calculate how much we get is how much support we get from the community. So your support not only makes a difference now, but when CPB is calculating just how much they're able to help us with, so they look at how many dollars we get from our community. So public support makes a huge difference to them. They like to know that our listeners support us.
So if it's not just your money that supports us, the numbers, percentage.
Both. The numbers and the amount of community support. And both of them have to be at certain levels. So yes, call. You count as a person when we're getting grants, and your dollars also count matching those as well.
Now, the CPB, when that was basically funded, the idea was to serve underserved audiences back then, people that were not being served by commercial radio.
Right, and so that not all programming would be dictated by the marketplace.
Right, exactly.
Because they could see back then, even in the mid-60s, that that was starting to happen, and other forms of radio, like blues and other ethnic musics, were no longer being heard around the country. And so this was a way of ensuring that local cultures would be able to continue to hear themselves in their radios and televisions, that that they wouldn't just be bound by the marketplace. That's why KRVS can play 4 hours of blues and hours of Cajun and Creole music, because we're able, you know, to rely on your support and help with programming from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. But it's actually a relatively small part of our budget, but it is a help. And we get that only because people support us. So do your part. Do your part to support us immediately, and do your part to be counted when we apply for grants and we're being considered for other kinds of support. We'd like to thank Jerry Bustamante from New Iberia for calling in his contribution. We appreciate that, Jerry. Also, Joe Shaw from St. Martinville calling in his contribution. Thank you very much. Kelly Briggs, we appreciate it. Kelly donating to KRVS, long time. Lee Gray, thank you so much, Lee, for your support. And, of course, Christy Guillory stopping in to make her contribution. And also Steve Cohen.
Yes.
And Ronnie Weiss made their contributions.
Thanks,
so thank you very much to musicians as well supporting the blues. 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. Your support is vital, crucial to what we do here. You can make that pledge easily online as well. Maybe you haven't been to our website yet. Bright new website with an accordion on it. Click that red support button in the upper right-hand corner. You come to a page that's very secure, very easy to fill out, and the little button that says View All will show you the premiums. You can take a look at those and decide what you'd like, and then make your contribution. You can make it by credit card, or you can ask us to send you a pledge reminder in the mail. If you are a faculty or staff here at UL, you can make your contribution by payroll deduction and do it monthly, maybe $10 a month, $30 a month. We really appreciate those of you who are supporting us that way. Anyone can pay monthly. Our membership program can keep track of it for you, or you can just have your bill paying company set it up so it sends the amount of money you would like to KRVS. Lots of ways. We're happy to facilitate your donation, but you need to do your part and call or go online or stop by. Make that effort to support all of the hard work of these producers here at KRVS who produce these shows with such passion and such knowledge. 337-482-5787. 877-482-KRVS. Or stop by again, 12:30. University classes are finished and you can park on campus. Make your contribution. Take a t-shirt home to wear for the weekend or for the festival. Or maybe even, as we said, that that festival chair. We also have these beautiful field bags that are a smoke gray with our logo embroidered in red on them. Those are available for a $150 contribution. They're just like professional reporters' bags that they would use out in the field, slipping in their recording equipment. You can put a laptop in it, some kind of iPad thing. Also your papers, your folders. Really nice bag, and the college kids love them. So if you have someone you need to give a graduation gift to this year, that would be a really nice one, a membership to KRVS and a field bag. That's available for $150 or over. 337-482-5787. And Raul, I'm sure there are a lot of people on their way to Bach Lunch,
right?
Heading down there and listening to the Blues Box. When you have a moment, or maybe after Bach Lunch, make that pledge that you've been meaning to. We're going to be here all afternoon. We'll be here tomorrow and through Sunday with you, celebrating public radio and encouraging you to do your part to support it.
Thanks, Judith, and again, thanks to all of you out there who have been supporting public radio. From his disc, Blues Deluxe, here's Joe Bonamassa with a cover of a Robert Johnson tune.
Some people tell me, worst old feeling ever had. Some people tell me, Support for KRVS comes from Recycled Cycles, a locally owned shop with antique, vintage, custom, and new bicycles, as well as bike repairs. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6. Recycled Cycles in downtown Lafayette also serves as a music venue on Second Saturday Art Walk in April, featuring Bonsoir Catin. More information can be found on Facebook at Recycled Cycles of Acadiana.
Omar and the Howlers from a new release, actually old music, new release. It's a two-disc set called Essential Collection, Omar and the Howlers. Total of 30 tracks on this disc from earlier releases, vinyl and also CDs. Before we heard Omar and the Howlers, we heard Joe Bonamassa from the disc Blues Deluxe. He was doing a cover of a Robert Johnson tune Johnson recorded back in November of 1936. 1966. Actually, that tune was Johnson sort of borrowed part of that tune anyway from Sun House. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour here on KRVS, and for the rest of the hour, we're going to be asking those of you who are not yet members to join us here in the family of public radio listeners. 4825787 or online at krvs.org. Your choice. We just hope that your choice will be to financially support us. We need the money, and we need the numbers, as Judith said a little while ago. And again, thanks to all of you out there who have been supporting us. We're going to turn next to Robert Johnson, the man that Eric Clapton said was the most important blues artist ever to record. Recorded in Dallas in 1937, here's Robert Johnson with Stop Breaking Down.
Every time I'm walking down the street, some pretty mama start breaking down with me. Stop breaking down. Yeah, stop breaking down. The stuff I gotta bust your brains out, baby, ooh, it'll make you lose your mind. I can't walk the streets now, contemplate my mind. Some no good woman, she starts breaking down. Stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. The stuff I gotta go and bust your brain down, ooh, it'll make you lose your mind. Now you're sad tonight, women. You love to ape and clown. You won't do nothing but tear a good man reputation down. Stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. The stuff I gotta put your brain down, baby, ooh, it'll make you lose your mind. Now I give my baby 99 degrees. She jumped up and threw the pistol down on me. Stop breaking down. Please stop breaking down. Stuff I gotta bust your brain down, baby, ooh, it'll make you lose your mind. I can't start walking down the street, but some pretty mama don't start breaking down with me. Stop breaking down. Yeah, stop breaking down. Stuff I gotta bust your brain out, baby, ooh, it'll make you lose your mind.
Hello, stranger. You sure do remind me of Madam Maiden. Hello, stranger. You sure do remind me of Madam Maiden. Lord, I was just thinking about how you quit me, mama, in the day you walked away. Mighty may have gotten two dimples in her jaw. She got long black curly hair. Mighty may have got two dimples in her jaw. She got long black curly hair. Lord, she's kind of neat in the waist. John, and her complexion looks awful fair. Lord, I was standing around a congregation of people. Had the first word I had to say. Lord, I was standing around a congregation of people. Had the first word I had to say. I said, I ought to hug you and kiss you. Because you sure do remind me of Maddie Mae. Play this for me, John. You know how I feel.
Yes, yes. Come on, go back, you know, down. I mean south. You know what I'm talking about. Lord, if you was to be my little baby, my baby, I'd always let you have your way. Now, if you was to be Sonny Boy, little baby, yeah, my baby, I would always let you have your way. I'll give you my money and everything, because you look exactly like Maddie May.
Maddie Mae Blues, recorded in Chicago back in April of 1941. Sonny Boy Williamson on blues harp and vocals, with Big Bill Brunzy on guitar and Blind John Davis on piano. And that interesting tune, Sonny Boy Williamson had a speech defect. At the time they called it being thick-tongued. He had sort of thickened consonant sound, which was quite evident on that recording. And he was so popular that some people tried to copy his vocal styles. He was one of the most important pre-World War II blues artist, blues harmonica players to record. He was preceded by Robert Johnson. We heard Robert Johnson from his 1937 Dallas recording sessions, Johnson doing a number called Stop Breaking Down. And we could break down, Judith, if we don't get enough enough contributions during the year, and we're hoping, we're pushing for
those.
Well,
that's what we have the blues for, you know, a blues breakdown. But yes, we need your support. It's getting down to the end of the blues box. If you're a blues procrastinator, make that contribution right now, please. We'd like to thank Jared Guidry from St. Martinville for calling in his contribution. Thank you very much. Richard LeBlanc, who is the host of Terminal Addiction here on KRVS, loves the blues box. Exclamation mark.
Great,
KRVS
thanks.
Rules. Thanks. He'd love to hear Howlin' Wolf Spoonful if you haven't played it already.
We played Howlin' Wolf the first hour. We can certainly get to Spoonful.
All right. Thank you so much, Richard LeBlanc, for your support and your work here at KRVS. Dr. Robin Broussard from Opelousas making a contribution, says, loves the blues box, American Roots, all the news and interview programs, Fresh Air, selected shorts from the Poets Bookshelf. Thank you so much, Robin, for your contribution this morning. 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS, or online right now securely at krvs.org. Pledge your support. Click that red support button on our homepage. And like us on Facebook. I know everyone's asking that, but if you like us, you'll get great photographs that we post on our website, and you'll hear information about KRVS. And when we have musicians live in the studio, we send out photographs of the musicians playing live in our studios on Facebook. So get on there and like us. We'd love to hit 1,000 people on our Facebook before the end of the fundraiser. I think we're at like 921 right now. So get on KRVS Public Media, KRVS Public Media, and like us there and see some photographs of the Blues Box shirt. We've got one up there, a photograph of the mug. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. Jennifer Ritter Guidry answering phones, Carter Lyles answering phones out there, Dorothy Merriweather. They are happy to help you with any questions you may have about premiums or how to give. It's easy. You can pay by credit card when you call, or you can ask them to send you a pledge card and return envelope in the mail. You can also break your payments down into 2 or 3 or maybe even monthly payments if that helps you to reach your goal of whatever you'd like to give, whether that's $125, maybe that dollar a day of $365, just symbolic of how much you get from KRVS. We would like to thank a few businesses who have nourished our volunteers. Thanks so much to the Taco Sisters, Molly and Katie Richard, giving great tacos every Blues Box during a fundraiser celebrating Raul. We really appreciate that. Adam Truard dropped them off, who of course does a program on KRVS. Thanks to the Kitchen Shop in Grand Coteau for coffee all week long and gâteau nana. Thanks to the Hub City Diner. Thanks to Great Harvest Bakery, Thibodeau's Breads and Bagels, La Cuisine de Maman and Johnson's Bouconnière, and Cheesecakes by Fawn. Appreciate it so much. It really makes a difference for our volunteers and staff during Fundraiser Week. 337-482-5787-482-KRVS. Perhaps you're out at, again, as we said, Bach Lunch, or you're just heading back from lunch. When you get a moment, safely call KRVS or make that pledge online. So I know, Raul, there's still a lot of music to play before the end of the Blues Box, and people will want to hear that blues, but we don't want to be singing the blues
right,
not being able to.
I'd like to mention, too, the, as we said earlier, the numbers are important. If all you could afford would be $10 for the year,
yes,
your $10 contribution helps, and also the fact that you become a member of public radio, that, that you show your support from the community, and that community can be worldwide.
Yes. Yes,
so
absolutely.
Wherever you are, consider it, please.
Yeah. If you're listening from another state, another country, please pledge online. Give what you can.
And we, we're going to listen in a few minutes to Howling Wolf by request, but first we're going to listen to Elmore James, his first recording done back in 1951. He was actually tricked into singing into a microphone at the time by Sonny Boy Williamson, and his career went very, very well for him in the 1950s. Here's Elmore James from November of 1951 with a cover of a Robert Johnson tune. Support for Blues Box comes from Joe and Barbara White of Lake Charles, paying their dues to support the blues.
It could be a spoonful of diamond. Could be a spoonful of gold. Just a little spoon of your precious love. Satisfy my soul. A man lies about a little. Some of them cries about
about a little. Some of them dies about a little spoon. Everything fight about a spoon. That spoon, that spoon, that spoon. It could be a spoonful of coffee. Could be a spoonful of tea. But a little spoon of your precious love, good enough for me. Men lies about that. Some of them dies about that. Some of them cries about that. But everything fight about a spoon. That spoon, that spoon, that. The desert sand, but one spoon of lead 45 save you from another man. A man lies about that. Some of them cries about that. Some of them dies about that. Everybody fighting about a spoon. That spoon, that spoon, that.
By request and recorded back in 1960, Howling Wolf were the first recorded version of the Willie Dixon composition Spoonful. The band Cream would go ahead and record it. Also, the Allman Brothers, a number of people have recorded it over the years. Definitely a blues staple. And before we heard Howling Wolf by request, we heard Elmore James doing Dust My Broom from November of 1951. James's career, I did say it took off, but his popularity certainly did. But he never had an album out during his own lifetime. He died in 1964 of a heart condition. He was in his mid-40s at the time. But his influence just cannot be overestimated in post-war blues. Again, we're asking you to call to contribute to public radio if you haven't already done so, 482-5787-482-KRVS or online at krvs.org. We've got about 14 minutes of the blues box left, so I hope some of you will that aren't yet members will consider pledging during this time. And on piano on that last track was Otis Spann, who, of course, was a pianist for the Muddy Waters Band for many years. Henry Gray also played a lot of piano behind Howling Wolf. And we're going to listen next to some early Henry Gray. We play a bit of Henry from some of his recordings done from, 1990 on. But we're going to stretch way back and listen to Henry Gray and Morris Pigeot from the 1950s doing a number called How Can You Do It?
Tell you, baby, you can't do. You can't love me and my buddy too. Tell me how can you do it, baby? Why did you do it? Tell me how can you do it, tracing me over me. I love you, baby. Can I help myself? I wouldn't mistreat you. Yeah.
rock this joint tonight. Oh, I'm gonna rock now, rock this joint tonight. I feel like partying, so let's party till the broad daylight. Everyone clap now, I wanna know that you dig this groove. Everyone clap now, I wanna know you dig this groove. Go and enjoy yourself, cause after this I'm gonna play some lowdown blues.
Music from Floyd Dixon, the late Floyd Dixon, from 1996, and from an Alligator Records release. The disc was really a comeback disc for Dixon. The name of the disc was Wake Up and Live. Dixon on piano and vocals. He was the one that, back in the early 1950s, recorded Hey Bartender for Modern Records. It wasn't a big hit for him at the time, but later, of course, it was revived by the Blues Brothers. Before we heard Floyd Dixon, we heard an early and young Henry Gray. We heard Henry Gray and Morris Pijo doing a number called How Can You Do It? Interesting horn lines, sort of reminiscent of a number of recordings from the 1950s. Bobby Charles, see you later, Alligator, used basically that same horn line. One quick announcement. We had mentioned that Peter Karp and Sue Foley will be playing next Friday night in Lake Charles for the Banner Series at McNeese University. They're also giving a couple of free blues performances in public libraries during the next week. One at 6 p.m. Tuesday, April 24th at the Moss Bluff Library on Parish Road in Lake Charles, and then again Thursday at 5 p.m. April 26th at the Iowa Library on 107th East 1st Street. So definitely a good chance for a lot of you to hear Peter Karp and Sue Foley in Lake Charles. We'll also be playing a track from their latest disc next Friday. Music next from an old friend of Floyd Dixon's, fellow Texan Charles Brown from 1996, and from the disc Honey Dripper, here's Charles Brown with I Cried Last Night.
Well, I cried last night, I cried the night before. I cried last night, cried the night before. I said, come back, baby, don't wanna cry no more. I woke up this morning, blues all around my bed. I woke up this morning, blues all around my bed. When I went down to breakfast, losing my bacon, eggs, and bread. When I went up on the Bay Bridge,
I thought I'd end it all. I looked down and said, that's the fall for. Cried last night, cried the night before. I said, come back, baby, don't wanna cry no more. I heard the boy say, wait, Charles Brown, she'll come back again. Cried last night, cried the night before. I said, come back, baby, cause I don't want to cry no more.
I cried last night. Music again from the late Charles Brown from the disc Honey Dripper. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS for this Friday. I'm Raoul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. I'd like to remind you that programming on KRVS is made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And this is public radio for Acadiana, KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And you still have a couple of minutes to pledge your support, financial support, during this edition of the Blues Box. We'll be signing out in just over a minute or so. And again, we do need your help. It's very important. I'd like to thank all of you who have pledged support during this fundraiser. Those of you who didn't need to renew because you did that last fall, we really appreciate your help. We cannot do this sort of thing without you. We couldn't have all these the variety of programming that we have here on KRVS without a lot of listener support. We do need that. And it's not just the dollars, it's the numbers too. We need to have, we need to show the Corporation for Public Broadcasting that we do have a lot of community support. And again, that community could extend all over the world with our online broadcasts and podcasts and that sort of thing. Do check us out on the web, krvs.org. If you'd like to pledge, that's a very good place to do it. You can do that 24 hours a day. Very, very secure website. And we would appreciate that support. You can also see the premiums available on our website, krvs.org. I'd like to thank all of you again who have pledged your support. Those of you who haven't, who are not yet members, consider as you listen throughout the rest of this day and evening and on through the weekend, there's some be wonderful opportunities to pledge that support. And we hope that by Sunday evening, maybe we will have heard from just about all of you who are not yet members. Again, thanks again for tuning in. Thanks again for the support.